بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in the chapter of Istiqamah, and that is to remain firm and steadfast, to always maintain the laws of Allah Ta'ala, whether firstly it is with regard to our aqeed and our beliefs, our ibadat, our worship of Allah Ta'ala, our character, our social dealings, at all times that we do what is correct. And a person should not falter in that, he should make effort to reach that. In this hadith, we have the narrator of the hadith, Sufyan ibn Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he served as the governor of Taif during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Only the single hadith which is recorded in Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi, Sunan and Nasai, and Ibn Majah is narrated from him. In this hadith we find that the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked for comprehensive, that is short but complete advice. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised him that he should renew his iman. And in other ahadith also we are said that keep on jaddidu imanakum, renew your iman all the time. And especially in these times when there are so many fitnas, and fitnas with regard to our iman, on a daily basis a person should renew his iman. And the simple form is what we read in our kalimas, and especially that kalima amantu billahi, I believe in Allah, kama huwa, as Allah is, not what I imagine, not what I think, but as Allah is, I believe in Allah, kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi, all the qualities which Allah has described of him, I believe in Allah Ta'ala. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi wa arkanihi, and I accept all the commands of Allah as they are. I don't try and modify them, change them to suit me, but as they are I accept them and I believe in them. And also it comes in the hadith to renew our iman biqawli la ilaha illallah, to repeat as much as we can la ilaha illallah, the dhikr of la ilaha illallah. We should endeavor to try and read it at least 100 times a day, every day, and it doesn't take long at all, but we will be renewing our iman. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised Hazrat Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to renew his iman. And after renewing it, then to remain steadfast in the obedience of Allah. Then to be remain all the time, whatever Allah's commands are, that we remain steadfast on that. And where we falter, again we should read one of our kalimas, Astaghfirullah min kulli Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi, and the other kalima that we seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala of all our sins, Astaghfirullah min kulli dhanb wa atubu ilayh, and I make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. So we try our best. We are human, we are going to falter, but we seek forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then we try and fulfill Allah's commandments as far as our aqeed, our beliefs are concerned, the most important. We must not waver in that at all. No matter what conditions come, that Allah's command, we watch that first. And we fulfill that properly. And we don't give anyone else or anything else preference to that. And that training is given to us every day. An average musalli, especially the male, the females also, but a bit less, that about between 600 and 1,000 times we hear or say Allahu Akbar. That Allah, you are the greatest, your command is the greatest. But unfortunately it hasn't even touched our hearts still. Just small thing happens and we give preference to other things over Allah Ta'ala. We give preference to other people, what they say, over the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's command is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. That has to be embedded, and that is taught to us from the adhan every time we change our position in namaz. Besides, Sami' Allahu liman hamida and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Otherwise, all the time we hearing the imam, we repeating it all the time. So how much that has to come? But it is just unfortunately a state of unmindfulness. We don't even realize how many times we are saying Allahu Akbar. So that should come into us, and we should realize Allah is the greatest, our guide. Allah's command is the greatest. Every command of Allah in our ibadat, in our muamalat, our business dealings, in our social etiquette, in our character, in our adab, everything we must give preference to the commands of Allah, and what He has commanded us. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says that this hadith is from the fundamental principles of Islam. Ulama have said three, and some have said four hadiths of the very basic principles of Islam, and they everything of deen are in those hadith. One of them is this hadith, which is so short that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah amantu billah summa istaqim. That is one of the most comprehensive, and it has in it the whole teachings of deen. So we should try and meditate, ponder on this hadith, that we believe properly in Allah, and then we have istiqamah, we follow on it properly. So this hadith teaches us to follow through on our verbal declaration. We have made a declaration, Amin to Billah. Now we must follow it through, Summa istaqim, and in everything, our aqaid, our ibadat, our muamalat, business dealings, our etiquette, our social life, everything, we must give preference to the command of Allah, and He is what He has commanded. If we will do that, we will find peace and happiness. Allah is the one who has made us, and He has given us the commands how we should live our lives. And if we live according to that, we will get the best results out of our lives, every part, the best results out of our eyes, our tongues, every part, if we use it as Allah wants us to use it. And it is guaranteed from Allah that you will get the best results. But it is for us that we use it correctly. May Allah give us tawfiq and this great treasure of istiqamah, of remaining firm on deen and not being like a chameleon and changing all the time. Whenever little pressure comes, somebody tells us something, we get influenced by that. We go on the internet and we get carried away so easily, and we don't even realize where we are gone and where we have landed ourselves. In conversations with friends, we don't realize where so quickly we get influenced by other people, and we just become like them. We should influence others. We are the seeing people, the ones who have been given eyes of Quran and Hadith. We can't, for the seeing people can't follow the blind people who haven't got knowledge of Quran and Hadith. But unfortunately, we just fell prey to whatever they told us, what atheists told us. We followed that and we forgot what Allah and His Rasul told us. A walking person can't expect a paralyzed person to carry him. We are walking people. We have been given that by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These other people are paralyzed. They don't know anything about deen, about akhirat. So how can the walking people want to be carried by the paralyzed people? It is we who should carry them towards Allah. Bring them to Allah and not follow in their stupid, filthy, dirty ways. May Allah grant us this istiqamah, which is a very great teaching of our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.